out of my room looking pissed off because I didn't sleep last night. And I'm a damn monk.
Well, there was nobody in the common room because he paid for it for the rest of the night. So he could have slept down there.
Sure. At this point, I'm knocking on their door pissed off.
Our door?
Yep.
Yeah,
nobody downstairs.
They look surprisingly
breakfast.
They look surprisingly refreshed, like they had a good night's sleep.
Is any of them, either one of them in their room?
No, we're already downstairs having breakfast.
All right, I'm going downstairs and eat.
I'm going downstairs. I go up to both of them and go, that was great.
I'm looking at Scar at this point like, you son of a bitch.
Slap you in the thing, like, shut up.
Really? You want it later? That in three?
No!
I can help y'all out.
No!
I do not
want to sleep tonight.
I know, you have some. You have some of that skin.
I want to sleep tonight.
Huh? I have no problem making soup.
It won't be every night.
Uh-huh. This will be a wonderful way to go.
So what time is our meeting?
Noon.
I'm going to the monastery to meditate and get these images out of my head.
Wait, he saw things?
He got visual images from what he heard.
I got visual images from what I heard. I'm going to the monastery to get it out of my head.
Such a prude.
I'm a monk.
So? Did you take a vow of celibacy?
Is the meeting of this council?
Yes, they're calling together the, not the whole council, but the...
So I guess it's nice robes and a braided beard.
Yes.
I'll braid your beard for you.
Okay.
Hey, that's your fault, not mine. I took a vow of uncelibacy.
Come get me when y'all are done with the meeting.
You're not going to the meeting?
No, I'm going to the monastery.
I'm going to the meeting, and I'm going so formal, I'm closing the robe.
Whoa.
That's right.
Don't send Scar after me, please.
Now, granted, there's nothing else on under the robe, but I'm at least closing.
Wait, is my armor okay, or am I going to have to be, like, armorless and weaponless?
Yeah, you might want to hear what's going on.
Okay,
never mind. Am I going to have to wear a dress?
Do you have a picture of the vestments of the Vanguard Guildmaster, what they look like in that book?
I go
the Dungeon Master
back
guy,
up
I think.
To my room and get my best monk robes on.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I thought it was from some other supplement you had.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah, what should we wear?
Yeah.
Formal.
Okay, is my monk robes formal enough?
That's all I got. Can I get away with armor?
Drip a cloak off
them. I really don't know.
Is it clean?
Not.
Clean it?
Shine it up. It's dwarven armor.
Yeah, shine it up.
Dwarven plate's pretty, right?
No.
No?
It's all about function. It's
I think
dwarven.
It's pretty.
Of course you like dwarven things. But cleaning it up, if you want to clean it up, if you want to look nice.
I probably have a dress with me.
Yeah. And you can wear that over the armor.
I'm grumbling about it the whole time.
What's the name of your artifact vestments of the Vanguard? What?
Guildmaster. I think you had it in some other supplement that you... I mean, I'm assuming it looks kind of formalish. Even though I normally wear it, like, you know, open and hanging as a cape.
Considering how high end of a magic item it is, it probably looks pretty spiffy. I would imagine.
I can put my ceremonial robes on.
Yeah, it is
kind of fun to have just robes that I can throw on and give me a boost in my armor class, and I can chain lightning a bunch of people once.
Now they're green and gold, so they're pretty regal looking, but no, there's no picture.
Yeah, you can't tear them. They can't be torn.
Right.
They show, don't show, they will stand the test of wear, tear, and time.
Yeah, so it probably looks really,
really
pristine
nice.
All the time. Okay, cool. Despite my best efforts.
Yeah.
To besmirch them, they look nice.
Oh, they got besmirched so much. So much besmirching.
All right, so there's like 8 people in the room, seated at a long table at the front. There are chairs for an audience, but there's nobody here but you guys, unless you brought some of the order people with you.
Okay, I'm wearing my sword and nothing else. Sword and the robe, nothing.
Were we allowed weapons in here?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Come on.
Actually, yeah, no. Crane comes with us, but she's, hidden. She's not open.
She's the one who arranged the meeting. Okay. So you are Lady...
Princess Athne.
Princess?
Of... What's the fucking our country's name?
Well, now that mom's dead.
When did you become a princess?
What is the
lady?
You're a marquis,
Countess, right?
Dad's a marquis.
So that would make you a lady.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, because until he passes, you wouldn't become a countess.
Yeah.
You wouldn't become a marquess.
Marquess.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Scratch that.
She could be countess now or marquess, since she is the lady of the house.
That's true. As far as we know, my father gets captured by Arkell.
Yeah, and so that would probably be a logical jump to introduce yourself as that.
I still got to figure out what the name of our country is. I've got gray thorn markers. I think that sounds right. I am the acting Marquess.
You would probably be a countess. That's the next thing under a marquee. So.
Okay. I'm the Countess Athne of the Greythorn Marches. And I'm here to beg for the council's help or any of the individual nations that represent this council.
So on the council there is an arachne, there's a human, there's a gnome, there's a halfling, there's a troll, and a she. How many is that? A genasi.
Seven.
And... Yeah. And if that's still not eight, then a dwarf would be the eighth one.
Oh, you went too fast. I lost count.
But there's eight of them of varying races.
There's no dragon for?
No.
Well, that sucks. Our capital throne,
the reptiles of any sort,
is under siege by an enemy force. It's an enemy force that this world has not seen in many millennia.
Yeah.
Is that accurate, Mark?
Yep. Ask the staff.
Drop it about the staff.
What evidence do you have of this?
We have seen them.
Through the staff.
And how many are in this army? Is this the army that's been marching south?
No. This is the army that has come out of the Great World Tree.
They're like whispering to each other. An army came out of the World Tree.
Yes.
It's all written down right here. I rush up here and I throw a bunch of scrolls on the table. There. Read it. We don't have time for you to dilly-dally and to barter back and forth.
Do a persuasion or whatever you have. See if they believe you.
Guidance.
Persuasion is one I actually don't have. I'm actually better at deception than I am.
Why do you not have persuasion?
I'm usually lying. I usually don't have to convince people with words.
You just have to lie to
them. They have to fail.
That's
a good roll.
That's still a pretty good roll. 24, 25, 29.
If they need to roll, they get a 4.
They don't need to roll.
Well, I'm still giving them the 4.
The Arachne stands up. We will begin sending out messengers to the various kingdoms to gather an army immediately. The halfling's like, we're out. We're not in on that.
And the gnomes are trying to get him...
Pansy?
...are already at, like, where the lich is sealed with an army wanting
but
to... Him
these
to
are the desert gnomes, but they're still not good guys.
Yeah.
They don't say anything, but you guys would probably not think
expect,
that...
Expect, yeah.
Yeah.
Because gnomes suck.
Yes. But the halfling walks out. He's, like, making it clear where he stands.
Oh, I want to cast a spell on it. Can I cast a spell on it? Yeah. One man cast a spell on it. I just want him to stop.
The
gnome looks very
did
attractive.
Did I ever hear
you.
Back
you
from the Dragonborn?
Or were you trying to get back to
the... Because I sent them a message the last time to if they wanted to help with this and get bring out the Dragonborn.
How'd you send the message? I didn't even remember that.
Anything what?
I don't know if I can bring up anything about the...
Or by
the halflings?
Crutch,
the halflings.
Hey, you tell them it's their fault.
I know.
Bart would have schooled you in that history.
Yeah, they'll help once they find out about it.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely tell them it's because of you that this stone is even found again. You could definitely challenge them. You know that history.
What's the halfling's name?
Peck.
It just so happened I was ready for...
I had a halfling named Peck. That's what his nickname became because of that stupid movie.
Selenas.
Great movie.
Counselor Selenas, you would walk out upon this plea for help when it is your people that have caused it?
Exactly. And he continues walking on out the
Peace
door.
Peace out, bitches.
Do y'all want me to go get him?
Yeah.
Well, we know where to find him if we want to eat him.
It wouldn't be much more Talk than a mouthful.
Snack.
Good snack, though.
No.
Halflings are tough and bitter.
I'm a dragonborn. I can eat anything.
The human says our armies are already engaged in a battle with the other army. I don't know how many we can spare to... Did you sure these are not the same army? They sound very similar in description.
No, the... what was the group? The Iron Warlord's army is working to bring about...
The IWO.
Iowa.
Iowa.
It's the Iwo.
Iwo.
It's Irons with Attitude.
Yes, the Iron Warlord's army is working to bring worked to bring about the other army.
That might explain why they've kind of disbanded and moved away from the area.
None of you have asked who this other army is.
No, who is the other army?
They're elves.
You better check again to see if they believe you.
They got that 4 for me. Guidance.
Shit, I rolled a 1.
There are no elves in this world. I don't even know that elves ever existed. It's just a myth.
Believe what you want, but your armies that you send will know soon enough.
Well, we'll see what's there, and I assure you that it's not elves. And
either way,
would you like to place a wager on that, good sir?
If you had one here with you, it might be more convincing.
She's indisposed.
It's better that she's not here, so I don't try to kill her.
Do we not know that?
What?
The father of everybody.
Ancient of Days.
Darkassus went to go save the head of the humans people.
Oh, yeah. They would know about elves. I forgot. So he would tell. Yeah, there's elves. There's elves. We've talked to them. No, there's no elves. So they're like arguing about whether there's elves or not.
Yeah, just a rumor.
Isn't this how the world tree got corrupted? You guys bickering back and forth like this?
Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, you know a lot about history. It isn't even written down.
Well, we thank you for whatever.
All right, so they're gathering an army. Whatever good that's going to do.
I'll bring up the fact that my people, the Dragonborn, are also going to help.
Speak on their behalf.
I sent them.
He sent a message to them.
I sent a message asking for help.
It's like Braveheart when the Irish. Guy.
It's my army.
My Ireland.
My Ireland.
I've spoken to the father. He says he's pretty sure he can get me out of this, but he says you're fucked.
That's a great line.
That character was
best line in that movie, I think. But
in order to speak to his equal, an Irishman is often forced to talk to the Almighty.
I sent word to them, telling them about our situation, and they sent word back that they will gather our army and help.
We need to find the stone. We've got to find the stone.
So are we heading to?
But without knowing where to look, us going to Thrum is not going
to
help.
We can go to the Halfling City. That would be the closest place to find maybe records, but you can imagine the welcome we're going to get there.
Yeah, that's dumb.
If there's anything we can do here.
God, if I'm a monk, I'm a
fan. Now, we may be able to
secure official documentation.
It's not the documentation to get in, but somebody may be able to acquire that for us.
I can shadow step in and get it.
You guys have a lot of money. This is a very big city. You can usually buy a lot of stuff in a big city.
Unfortunately, I am not that kind of character. I don't have those kind of connections.
Well, I have the Beast Guild.
Oh, actually, I probably could.
Or the Inn Guild?
The Innkeeper's Guild.
So the one thing I want is a bag of holding.
Yeah, so I'm going to try with both the Innkeeper's Guild and see if there is a broker of information that's not so commonly available. Maybe someone who specializes in
So you're looking for
orcish
orcish, shady side of town.
Maybe not that. There could be a scribe in the city that special, not a scribe, a sage in the city that specializes in orcish history.
Investigate.
I'll help you.
I'm going to take my role here and give me my guidance, which gives me a 16.
Yes, there is a sage here who specializes in orcish history.
It's so fascinating.
And it probably would take you a while to find him, because that's not something people would be advertising. Because nobody cares about orcish history
too much. The better part of the day, I would assume. Greasing some palms.
And I come with you just because this sounds insane.
Oh, it'll cost us money, but I'll take care of the money. And I have my cut.
10 gold.
That's it? Okay.
That's actually a lot of money to common people.
To normal people, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of
money. Well, I was just going to suggest, if we didn't want to have to pay for anything and we wanted to go to that halfling place, I can get us in undetected. All of us.
Well, but no, in the big city, using some of these resources, I think we really kind of need to do it. We've been kind of ignoring this, and a bag of holding and some
stuff. Oh, like we can buy. I didn't know we could buy magical items.
That's what I was hinting at.
Oh, well,
you got a lot of money, and you're in a big city.
On page 135, it says you can buy magical
items. I will be looking at some of that stuff.
Well, crap, what can I buy?
Let's go shopping.
How much money do you have?
So do you want to pause it while we do the shopping?
Yeah.
That's probably not super exciting.
Yeah, because I don't know how much.
All right, we finished the shopping, which took a long time.
And it wasn't even my fault.
So what are we doing now?
We're going to see that sage.
Okay.
We're off to see the sage about the wonderful orcs.
To see if they have any information on this gem that I have a vague description of. And maybe where it's rumored to have last been seen.
All right. So you find the sage. He's in a poor part of town because he's an orc sage. He's not an orc, but he's a sage about orc stuff.
All right. Okay. That's better.
It's like I didn't make a lot of money being a sage on elves because they didn't exist.
You knock on the door. Can I help you?
Did anybody else come with me?
Yes.
Hmm?
I think we all did.
Good lord, that's a lot of people to go to a sage's house, but okay.
No, we're studying about orcs, and orcs are kind of my unofficial favorite enemy.
I mean, I can always go back to the monastery.
Wow, come in. I don't usually get this many visitors. Can I make you some tea?
Yeah, I'd love some.
What does the inside of the place look like?
Books and scrolls everywhere.
It's you're in heaven.
Kind of dusty, and he's very old.
Nah. We're here for information on orcs.
Orcs? I can tell you all about orcs. What the hell?
Most people don't
want to know about orcs.
At the destruction,
people think they're really dirty, but in fact they're not. They're actually very clean. They roll around in the dirt to get rid of bugs. Oh, wait, that's pigs.
Damn.
This is not the sage we're looking for.
Give him a chance. He might be
What can I tell you about orcs?
Are you familiar of the destruction of the world tree and how it was accomplished?
Well, the destruction of the world tree. No,
didn't they suck something out of it with that gem?
Oh, you mean the weakening of the world
tree? The weakening of the world tree.
Oh, yes. Well, I know the legend, the stories and legends that the orcs drew power from the tree and used it to grow powerful and build their orc empire. And
so this gem was that's named the, what?
The gem was named what? Let me look through my books. It's the gem of Otuk.
Otuk.
O-T-U-K.
The gem of Otuk. Not to be confused with the gem of Otuk. Otuk. The gem of Otuk. So this gem of Otuk, what do the legends say of its last known resting place?
Well, after the power left the gym, it was lost for a time, but legends, of course, these are unsubstantiated, just stories that people tell. Legends say it was stolen by an orc thief who was going to try to take it and sell it to the Minotaurs. But it was lost after that point.
So do we know if the thief was successful?
Well, it is. We know it was stolen, but we don't know what happened to it after that. Maybe he sold it. Maybe he made it to the Minotaurs.
Any questions you want to ask?
I'm not there.
You didn't come with us?
No.
They said everybody went with us.
No, I saw the crowd. Everybody went with us.
Of course, the Minotaurs are north of this little town. What's the name of the town?
We know where the Minotaurs are.
So, I want to ask about a specific orc, the one that's responsible for killing my dragon patron. You've talked to him, you know, you mentioned before, and there's some details out, but I don't know if he's connected to the Iron Warlord at all. He was a war chief.
When did this happen? What? How long ago?
Maybe 5-10 years ago.
And where?
He was a war chief of some sort when I was being raised and trained by the dragon. I don't have that paper that has his name on it, so I don't even remember my patron's name that I'm so upset about.
The orcs are not really organized enough now to work toward any one goal like the Iron Warlord's goal, but they do hire themselves out as mercenaries.
Well, he would have a standard showing a...
It's the name of the village.
Showing a... A fanged mouth with an arm going through it.
Oh yes, I know who that is.
City.
That is Warlord.
Something.
Warlord Stan.
The man.
Unusual name for an orc.
He's the man. He's the one that's keeping me down.
But I don't know where he would be right now. But that's him. He leads a small tribe of warriors who go around robbing, and you know what orcs do now.
Yeah, orcs always do best. Okay, thank you.
Is there any mention in your books of any orc excursions or burials or anything around what's now known as the city of Thrûm?
Like I said, the orc who stole the gem went very close to Thrûm. Because that's where the Minotaurs are, just about 100 miles north of Thrûm. I don't know if he made it to the Minotaurs. Maybe he fell short.
What do we owe you?
I should pay you for allowing me to talk about my passion. But I'll take a couple of gold pieces that'll allow me to buy more books.
All right.
And come again anytime that you want to talk about orcs. So few people in this city want to talk about them. They don't realize what noble creatures they are. Sure, nope. They rape and rob and kill, but still.
I've already left.
Oh, we're done here. You should have stopped. I'm just stop.
Maybe you should call the orc you're looking for Trump. Trump the orc.
I don't know.
So we go back to the inn that Lady Arathne has commandeered.
Arathne.
Whatever.
now he's doing it on purpose.
Arathne. Arathne.
He's covering it up with a chip bag now.
I can't see it. The chips and Doritos are in front of it now.
Lady Dorito.
I don't think I learned anything more than we already know. An orc he didn't even give us the name, is rumored to have stolen the gem after it was used with hopes of selling it to the Minotaurs north of our city.
Hmm.
There's no knowledge of whether he actually made it any further.
Well, an orc will probably stand out among the Minotaurs. Of course, so will we if we go there.
Oh, I'm sure this was centuries ago. So once again, that's all the information I have. The only other options we have to do are to go to the Halfling City. So I don't think we'll find anything there. Or go home. Any news on your father?
I'm guessing not.
Hey, you just sent them like yesterday.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not magic.
Not like his staff.
Yeah.
It's not like he's consulting his staff or anything.
They could probably get information back to you because they get information around pretty quickly, but they haven't found him yet.
Well, we can always see if they know if the... I mean, yeah, maybe he made it to the Minotaurs and sold it. Maybe the Minotaurs have something. Have it. I'll see if Crane can find that information out. Or if they already know it. If it's Noel already knows it. Can't remember the name.
I don't think they're going to have any information on if the gem was sold.
I don't know, but we can certainly get spies into the Minotaur City and see what we can find out about the gem.
I think all signs point to us going home.
I think so.
How are you getting there?
Well, we don't want to go into the city. I'm sure they're looking for you.
You don't want to be looking for me. I can go in.
I can get us in with Pass Without Trace.
That just doesn't leave footprints.
That makes us invisible.
Huh?
It doesn't make us invisible.
Well, you can...
A bell of shadows and silence radiates from your mask, and you and your companions from detection.
That's Pass Without Trace? That does not sound right.
That's Pass Without Trace.
Sounds like invisibility.
But I have to have certain things to do it, though. I gotta have ashes from a burned leaf of mistletoe and a sprig of spruce.
That's not hard to find.
That's easy enough.
And it lasts up to an hour.
So I want to stop outside the city limits. It's not worth putting you in any more danger than your father is in.
How are you getting there, though?
No?
You've just been to a place that sells everything magical.
Well, yeah.
They probably sell scrolls also.
Right.
Can do that. We can always check with the Beast Guild if we need to. I remember before I broke that off to.
Yeah, how far away are we from the throne?
Long way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, almost 1,000 miles.
Okay, so yeah, getting some flying beasts is still not going to speed that up enough.
Oh, could book passage on a boat, on a ship.
Yeah, an airship, maybe.
Or you could buy a teleport scroll.
Gotta know the area you're teleporting to.
Well, isn't
that's where
home?
You grew up.
We're not going inside the city.
You know the area around it.
You know what's close to the city?
That mushroom hill.
Yeah. The elf mushroom hill.
How much for a teleportation scroll?
What level is it? 5th?
Is it what, mass teleport?
Yeah, you need more than just one. I don't know how many people teleport will take with them.
See who finds it first.
Actually, I'm looking up something else.
Oh, then I'll find it first. Woohoo! Teleportation circle, 5th level conjuration.
I need a circle on the other side, though, don't we?
I need what?
A circle on the other side if we're going to use a teleportation circle?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You do?
It goes to it to permanent teleportation circle of your choice.
So you just need a scroll.
So that was just regular old teleport.
That's a 7th level spell, though. Which can teleport us and up to 8 people.
700 gold.
How much?
700.
Actually, not that bad.
What are the chances I'm going to screw this up?
7.
7
chances.
How much would the airship passage be?
Hey, how much would the airship passage be?
Probably about the same. Really? Go across the country.
Damn it, how much would an airship cost?
I'm broke.
Well, you probably had enough before you bought all that stuff.
Oh. I bought 3 items at about 1,000 gold total.
I'm broke. 7,500.
Now I have the buyer's remorse.
You wrote the book and you're asking us how much...
Well, you didn't write the book, did you? Okay.
No, I was a proofreader and playtester.
You looked at all the numbers. You can't tell.
Are you very familiar? Or seen casually?
I've been to the Mushroom Hill a few times. I don't think I'm know it like the back of my hand.
So the chances of if it's seen casually, that's like a 30% chance of an error.
Yeah. Airship's starting to look even better.
Unless
I could put us in the library.
Seen casually is someone you've seen more than once but aren't
but
very
But is that a good
familiar.
Idea for her?
Yep.
I think they've changed these numbers because that's like...
I don't think the penalties are as bad.
I could put us in my study.
There is less than a 50% chance of you arriving on the spot without an accident of a place you've only seen casually. You got to get a 54 or up.
Well.
What about getting put in his study? I mean, do you think we can get away with that?
Well, yeah, but there's...
Do it.
It does not have the same things that it used to have, like you teleport in the wall and you're dead. And all
that's
that
what I thought. Yeah, it's not nearly
you
bad.
You just take force damage if you miss it bad.
And then the DM re-rolls and you hopefully get above 54 eventually.
Where do you want me to put us?
Well, the way you're talking, the hill's not a very good option.
There's less than a 50% chance that we'll arrive at the...
It's not going to kill anybody.
It's not going to kill anybody.
It might hurt.
What about...
It could hurt really bad.
Is there a place that you are really familiar with there?
Yeah, my study.
The house. The inn.
The inn that I was going to buy. But the problem with popping into that inn is there's probably going to be people there looking for
the inn or the mansion is not a good idea.
Now, the library would be a good idea because...
Castle.
Yeah,
castle.
Library?
You called it...
What are the...
I have a study in the library. I could put us in there.
Yeah, and, what are the chances that that's going to be guarded? We'll have to...
They may not even know it exists. I don't know.
Why don't we do that?
Works for me as long as I don't end up on the other side with an extra
arm.
And
we just need to just be ready for when you pop in.
That's most likely not going to happen.
I'm going to go ahead and disguise myself.
All right, so we're shooting for my study in the library.
I'm going to go ahead and open up my robe again because this is much more difficult.
It's like a whole day since we had to be formal.
Are you taking the,
kind of liking the
stone or leaving it where you have it in storage?
I'll take the stone back or leave it here?
No.
Leave it
it's
here?
It's safer here.
It's safe here.
It's safer here.
Not like we don't know where it's at.
All right, percentage. You don't want to roll low.
33.
That's okay, because you're very familiar, so that
You're
works.
On target. If you were...
24.
Seen casually, that would have been a mishap.
It's a huge difference between seen casually and very familiar.
Bet you'd have picked up a few of those scrolls.
Yes, but most of them.
And you can teleport back and buy more scrolls.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how many we got?
Yeah.
one.
I will say like I bought Diablo five. Since there were only 500 a piece, right?
Seven.
700 a
piece. So at least 3,500 gold.
That's okay. I bought two bags of holding. One is designated for food.
You bought one. You bought two of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got one.
You have a bag of holding just for food.
Have you not been paying attention?
I mean, I can get study.
I can get us food. I can get food for all of us as much as we need.
All right. There's a good food. Well, that's it. Small chance that there's somebody in there, but there is not.
All right.
All right. So we should probably send somebody out
let me
who's
go out.
Not very well known.
Nobody knows me. I'm just a random lizard folk to these people. We all look alike.
I look nothing
like he's never
like
even been
old.
Here.
I've never been here.
Yeah, so. All right. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Who's leaving the room?
Sure. I look nothing like myself. So.
Who the hell are you? Miranda? Yeah. Is this Miranda or whatever her name is? Yeah. All right.
So, is anybody. Who's staying in the room? So, we know what's going to be going on there.
Chaperone!
No. Yeah, let's leave the dog for a chaperone.
All right, well, the library has been ransacked.
Of course it has.
The books are all off the shelves and torn up, and boards have been pried off the wall and out of the floor.
You do understand that this is my charge, right? This was my charge from my background.
Yeah.
And you've let this go?
I didn't know this was going on.
You must feel totally awful. Sorry, not helping, am I?
So the library's in bad shape. They obviously searched it very thoroughly and not very carefully.
While they are out, I am going to try to begin salvaging what I can.
I will help them.
Most of the books and scrolls, okay. I just left because I didn't care about them. They just were looking to see if the gem might be here.
David's over there, like, dealing with man versus food with those hot Doritos.
They're better with ranch.
They're better with ranch.
They're not that bad, but...
Keep going.
I'm not supposed to eat anything that's spicy.
They build
you
up.
You probably should stop.
We should downgrade to the merely spicy Doritos.
Yeah.
So my bond was, and still is my responsibility in daily work involves the preservation of a library, university, scriptorium, or monastery. This was the library that he had picked.
Okay, so if your bond has been basically destroyed, what effect does that have?
I don't know.
Got to make an
animal. I mean, it's just background. I mean, this is the place that I worked. I'm going to try to start salvaging as much as we can, I can.
You're just having a bad few weeks.
Yeah.
At least he hasn't been abducted. Too soon?
Yeah.
All right, where are you guys going?
Well, we're trying to find...
I have no idea.
She's trying to find her father. Right? That's the main thing we're here for?
Yep.
Yeah. Make sure they got him
out. I'm just following them because I have no idea.
Where was he being held last when you saw him in the vision?
Have you left the library yet?
I did not see that.
No. What did you see?
I saw the elves looking for this gem in the Temple of Baal.
Do we know if they're still there?
I'm sure they are.
All right.
Should we try to get in there?
Baal's like, stop fucking up with my shit.
I don't know.
Because I can shadow step in
there. I will Tempest Blast your ass.
I can shadow step in there and see if they're still in there.
Like, there is a completely raging storm.
Get me there, because I have no idea where I'm at. I've never been here before.
She's like, everyone else said they wouldn't even, like, meddle with things. I'm just sitting here going,
if you want to do that, I think that'd be fine. Step in there and see what they're doing.
They're probably still in there.
Well, if I shadow step in there, they'll never see me.
We'd have to get over there just to show them where it's at.
Wouldn't it be better if you let him go into your house and see if your father is there?
The house may be watched.
I mean, I could
get
all three of us.
Get somebody in to look.
If you want to go into the house, I'd get all three of us in there without being picked.
How about you take care of the gym and I'll go check on my father?
You feel like a good idea to split all three of us apart?
Probably best for us to stay together.
No, go with her. I can get in there and find it.
It doesn't. You don't understand the stay together. What that means. Let me try it in Draconic.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
That's just Spanish.
I think it's Klingon. Yeah.
Just a little bit of it there.
The gym has more.
Du bist ein Eichlo.
No, wait, that was German. My bad.
The okay. Gym has more.
Banana. All right, when you step out of the library, the city, town, it's not really a city, kind of is in the same condition as the library. You don't see any elves when you step outside, just kind of the normal town people who are fixing and restoring and repairing things. Might see some people that you know.
On the way to the temple, I separate myself. I break off.
You mean like you're gonna loot, you're ditching them, is that what you're saying?
Where's yeah, she she's going? Been kind of a bitch lately.
Where's she going? Point me in the direction of the temple.
Y'all don't notice me, do
we?
Oh, I don't.
We notice you're suddenly not there, so.
Yes.
Where's the temple at?
Are you guys going to the temple? Where are you going now?
I'm going to my house.
All right, you get to the temple. The doors are open. The priests are, like, hauling out what appears to be trash of where things have been destroyed. Still don't see any elves.
What happened here?
Damn elves.
Are they still in there?
Went through here like a tempest. Oh, bad thing to say.
Nothing wrong with a good tempest, I say.
Are they still in there?
They are not. They destroyed the place.
I use druidcraft to make it just a breeze suddenly pick up as soon as he says that.
Whoa. Cool. They destroyed the place, took the high priest, and left.
Any idea which way they headed?
Yeah, north.
Should I still
go also took the mayor. They were looking for the Marquis, but somehow he managed to get out of town before they got here.
Any idea where he's at?
No, he's off somewhere hiding, I think.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Anything we can do to help with the restoration of the temple?
Know any good carpenters? They knocked a lot of holes in the walls.
I can go in there and look.
Some animals can come in and help with the labor, maybe.
All right, you get.
I'll give him a donation to the temple.
You get to your house, and the servants are doing what everybody else in the town is, putting everything back together. But your father is not there. The Khajiit came and took him out of town before the elves got here.
So somebody actually tells me that.
Yes.
Okay.
So is there any need for me to go in there? Into the temple and
the
look
doors
around.
Are open. You can walk in if you want. Seems like most of the elves have left town now.
Most?
You haven't seen any. Of course, you haven't seen anything because you've been in the library.
Well, I'm going to hire some people to help clean this place up because I won't be able to do it all by myself before we leave.
What do you want to do?
I gave him 50 gold to help with the temple restoration.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Want to go find our friend?
She's probably gone to her house. That's where she said she was going to go. She can take care of herself.
You sure?
It's probably best for us to be where she knows where to find us afterwards.
You don't look like yourself. Are you in disguise?
Yeah. But if none of the servants would, speak up about it, I would have to. Guys. Just a them.
Okay, well, one of them says this morning there was a Khajiit here looking for you.
Yeah, I know. I think she found me.
This morning? I'm not there, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's the only one.
Yeah, that was yesterday that you talked to them.
Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
What did the Khajiit look like?
It was a male. Kind of tall. I don't even know what Khajiit looked like. What do they look like? Kind of
big pussy.
Like cats, yeah. So this one was a male. Very tall. Very dark. Totally the opposite of the crane.
Yeah, she couldn't possibly disguise herself.
Well, yeah, they're master of disguise, but this one
It depends on the cuisine.
What did he say? Was he just looking for me?
He asked if you had arrived yet.
Oh, shit. Wait, what? Does not hurt a hope.
1 + 1 = 2 + 1.
2 + 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 2 + 2 + 1.
Divided by the square root of 43.
I think he talked to Bart. No, I'm sorry. Bart does not work here anymore. Bart.
I don't work there anymore?
You're fired! You're fired!
Both of his parents still there, though.
Yeah.
Bart, so Bart Sr., if you want to get some more information.
What is the name of your papa?
Bart Sr.
Bart Sr.
You're junior? Oh. Okay, sure.
Scar, you think we should head to the house just in case?
Yeah, go find him.
My lady?
I'll go back to the library.
Have you seen Junior?
Yes.
Is he well?
Yes.
Is he still a virgin? No, she was.
If she wants grandbabies, he is the last of his line.
Oh, tentacle grandbabies.
Can't have a pure breed.
Hey, his parents love me.
You probably should not be here, my lady. This.
I know.
They were Bart's looking. They were looking for your father when they tore the house apart.
He is safe now.
The Khajiit said that if you showed up here to look for him at the what's the name of the inn that you used to work at?
Rusty Mug or something.
Yeah, Rusty Mug.
Rusty Mug.
Is there anything you want me to pass on to Bart?
No, just tell him we miss him. Hope he's well. And Deidre, too.
they for real, like, raised me when my parents got murdered.
There's nothing weird about us at all.
It's kind of like The Flash, you know, how he's taken in.
While I'm here, I'll make sure that the...
I was love with Iris.
The workers at the house have anything they need to take care of everything.
They seem to be doing a good job of putting things back together, even though there's no master here.
I'll make sure that somebody's in charge. And,
probably Bart Sr.
Riffraff and Magenta.
What?
Riffraff and Magenta. Nope. Columbia. Nope. Eddie. Frankenfurter.
None.
My Facebook. Hey,
okay, what else is going on, people?
I'll leave and head back to the library.
Okay.
So we probably get to the library.
Bart's shelving books.
I'm hiring people, smart people, to help shelve books. All right, are you supposed to be running the library when I'm not here?
He's probably around somewhere trying to put things back together.
And I still don't trust that all the elves are gone, so I'm going to cast invisibility and make my way back that way.
I'll help with any structural issues in the repairs you need.
All right, you get back to the library. Everybody's back there now?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you have some area where it's like this nice, you know, shelf and it's broken up, and I'll go, all right, we'll throw a, you know, nice dead animal skin on it. That'll add to it.
There's a bunch of dead animal skin everywhere in here, though.
No black dragon skin. Mm.
I found a quiet corner and started meditating.
This isn't a meditation room.
they're doing construction in here. Probably not going to be quiet
way,
anywhere.
Be quiet.
You could help out.
Yeah, you could.
Here's a hammer.
Get off your ass and use this hammer.
I don't have proficiency
in
hammer.
To
I'm
use
a monk.
This, right?
No, he's a monk. He doesn't have proficiency in hammer.
No, he just punches the nails in.
Yeah.
Special place in my heart for your monk.
He
has my ass.
He has multiple
Wait,
attacks.
Is it,
so he can
is
do
it the hole? Is it the asshole? Is
I don't know. Really? No.
What would you like for me to do then?
Shelve books. Put stuff together. I mean, there's a lot of work.
I can read Common, Orcish, and Draconic. So,
well, there won't be very much Orcish.
Good for that.
Manuscript here.
And I can read Draconic and Khajiit. So.
It just needs to be stacked until we get the shelving put back together.
I'm in the toilet section shelving.
You're the cooking section.
Like I said, I'm in the toilet section.
Bart's probably going, no, I need you to cook. Lots of soup. Keep it coming. Keep it fresh.
Actually, that is more than likely because I probably know better than to try to put books where he expects them to be.
But actually,
that's why I said don't file them. Just put them in stacks.
You don't know my system. Deidre,
what might actually be really good, though, is to see what you can do making soup and stuff like that for some of the people who may not be able to feed themselves.
I'm stacking books exactly.
Yeah, that's
what
another
he
thing
says.
They mentioned.
They
took the mayor, they took the high priest, they also took most of the food and the weapons.
And I will set up a sort of soup kitchen here.
We'll go ahead and
help feed some of the less fortunate.
And we can use some of the black dragon meat if you want. Even though I really
I've got enough money to buy whatever we need to start that.
Okay, so you got that taken care of. Now what?
I'm going to sneak up on Bart. So your dad says hi.
Passive perception of an 18.
Okay.
I'm invisible.
Still doesn't mean I don't hear you.
18.
So it's a tie.
So you hear something, but you may not be.
Oh, you're probably not very alert at the moment.
Yeah, not right at the moment.
So you get advantage because I'm invisible.
You probably snuck up on him.
I mean, I can create some vials of healing if y'all want to give out.
Around. I have told you 1,000 times not to do that.
They didn't really seem to injure a lot of people.
You've been so mad at me lately.
Only people who tried to stop them from doing what they were doing. So.
Well, is there anybody that...
Hey, Deidre, Bart's dad
said
hi.
I have a herbalism kit where I can make potions of healing.
Safe to visit them.
And I've got a proficiency.
I have not seen a single dark elf in the entire city.
No. No.
Okay. I go back to stacking books.
Once we get this soup stuff going and people are stacking books, I am going to go see my parents.
What did y'all find out at the temple?
That your father was whisked away, apparently in the hiding. Went to what did they say?
I didn't say. I don't know where.
And the mayor was also taken.
He's at the Rusty Mug.
The mayor was taken. Right.
And the high priest.
And the high priest of the temple.
Who's at the Rusty Mug?
Wait, I have the mayor's name.
I do too. Hackney Melee.
Yeah, he was at your party.
God, that party. Oh.
What would they... Why would they take Hackney?
Boring party.
That makes no sense. And the high priest of Val?
Yep.
What'd you find out at your house?
They ransacked the place looking for my father, but he'd already been put in hiding.
Anything else?
No.
You mentioned something about a bar, Rusty thing?
Yeah, again. Yes. The Rusty Road.
Yeah, that place.
It's a good bar. Sometimes good for a fight.
Does that make any sense to anybody else?
What about the Rusty Road?
Now, who'd they take? They took the priest of Val.
They took the high priest's of Val and Mayor Hackney.
The High Priest of El is the highest ranking priest in town.
Yeah. Being a follower of Val, what kind of individual is the High Priest?
As in, what do you mean?
Like, how old are they? Like, what race are they? That kind of...
This is a... Kind of a mixed...
Yeah, this was a hodgepodge town.
Racial area.
Hodge and podge?
Yes.
Mostly human, from what I remember, but yeah.
Not human. Okay.
But yeah, there was a, by mostly, I'm not talking
about. Look at the board! He's a gargoyle.
There's stuff underneath the monitor there.
He's a dwarf. Bart's cousin.
No, he'd be dead.
Okay, he can't be the same age as Bart. Yeah. He's older. But from what you know of him, he was a very nice guy, very kindly. Got extremely powerful. He's probably
why
the only...
did we not like the mayor? What did he do?
He was just a mayor.
He was a little scuzzy.
He was a two-faced politician, like in Nightmare Before Christmas.
He was just a mayor. I mean,
Jack. There's only 364 days until Halloween.
Yep,
exactly.
How long has he been mayor?
A few years.
Well, is there anything else we can do to find out some more information?
Not besides find the Dark Elves.
Do we know if there's any left in this town?
I didn't see any. Did you see any? Good odds there's not any left.
I think we should at least scout out and find out. Hit the roof and see.
City.
Yeah.
But is there a really tall building here that we can get on top of? I can try to get up on top
spire
of.
Spire at the High Priest of, yeah. at the Spire at the High Priest. Spire at the Temple of Vale is probably the highest spot in town.
Yeah, it'll give me a chance to show you my boots.
Yeah, because I imagine that for some reason in my head, Rusty a Temple nail. Of Vale has like a lightning rod on top of it.
Okay.
One of the Rusty now.
Mug.
It just seems Rusty fitting.
Okay. Yeah.
The Rusty mug is on a Rusty now.
Yeah. All of the nails
are I right. guess.
Not a lot of people in here, and they're apparently putting the place back together. There are a couple of people sitting around having drinks.
Is it just quiet in there?
It's quiet, yeah.
How many people are in the place?
There's the bartender, who's human, and a waitress.
Which they all know me.
Is Averill. And there are two turtles. Not the turtles you know. Two turtles sitting at a table.
They're not teenagers.
They're adolescent turtles.
I go to the table next to the fire.
Okay.
Light my pipe and order an ale.
Okay. They bring you an ale. Good to see you again, Bart.
It's good to see you as well.
Where's Deidre?
She'll be along.
Oh, there you are. Good to see you. The turtles kind of perk up when you walk through the door. They're kind of paying attention.
Yeah, when they go to...
They're paying attention because she walked in?
Mm-hmm. Well. What are you doing?
I'm going to the Rusty Mug, too, when I go.
Are you looking like you, or are you in disguise?
I'd still rather not look like me, so...
I don't want to look like me either, but you know what? I'm stuck like this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you mean in character.
The turtles stay at their table, but they're watching you. Like both
I
of you.
I always feel like
and if Athene comes in disguise...
I will come in disguise.
They're, like, whispering to each other.
Okay, I get up, I walk over, I plop down on the table.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I grab her, have a seat. I turn my chair where I can kind of watch them, and I'm smoking my pipe, and I'm watching them as they talk. I have a feat called observant. If they are speaking in a language that I can comprehend, I can read their lips.
All right, what I'm saying, do you think Lady Athene is around? And the other one is like, if they're here, she's here. Well, we really need to speak to her. We have to wait. We have to be cool.
Can you wait at the door for her?
Yeah.
And I'm just going
to
keep
Do
watching them and smoking.
Do you have
go-to
faces?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't have to keep coming up with
new. That'd be annoying.
And since I was part of your information ring, like, once them. Upon a time...
Show up looking like me.
No. There wasn't even a pause.
I'm just saying it's an option.
So, did you tell me why?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I notice, I nudge you over to... I'm like two turtles at the table apparently looking for you.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't look like our friends.
So I am I'm gonna smoke my pipe and I'm gonna look at one turtle and I'm gonna use the message spell. What do you want with her? Now, he doesn't know where it comes from.
That's a creepy door staring
at him. Head?
Yeah, it goes
it's
off in his head.
It's your voice, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he hasn't heard me talk.
This is true.
Can you send a mental voice disguised?
Hey, my name is Frank.
He looks at you and, like, raises up a mask, and it's a Khajiit in disguise, and then he puts it back down.
So I send a message to you. It's a damn cat in a turtle mask.
I'm like,
you know what? I don't know about you guys, but so far that's the most impressive thing that's happened to anybody in the game. Khajiit pulling off a turtle? What are you saying? All right, anyway, I'm not there.
I kicked my boots off at this point, put my feet up in the chair.
But out of character, no, I think that was hilarious.
Yeah, like, no, that was great.
The moment I get that message, I'm like, the fuck, and I turn around and
I look at you and go,
throw a ball of yarn under the floor and see what they do.
I got a pointer.
Put my glass down right here.
You see it knocks it off?
Right there on the edge.
So what do we find?
Where'd you go?
Flying around the city.
We're not flying around the city.
One is, anyway.
I went to the top of the tallest building and this is also scouting true. It out, looking for elves.
That's your, what's your climbing
what
ability
my
like?
I for a butt like you.
You're going to climb to a spire on top of a temple. I think
is
we're going to...
Is there not stairs?
Not to the spire. It's like a spike on top. It's like a...
Oh, I thought there were stairs. I'm not
you
going to
be like the dude from Assassin's Creed.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Actually,
Assassin's Creed, you can do it.
With those weirdos, there probably is. If it's a huge-ass lightning rod, I can see them, like, rallying around and going,
will,
oh, great goddess.
She will bless us with her...
Pretty much.
All right, there's stairs to a high point that you can get up and see what he's seeing.
I
that
carry you up
there. That the elves are camped, like, 10 miles out of town. All of them. On these hills outside of town.
Like, does it seem pretty organized?
Yes, and you can also see that there are, like, parties of them all around the camp, like poking the ground, like looking for
so they know
something.
Something's up there. Right, well, I go back down and I head back to wherever. Do I know where they're at?
Yeah, I'm sure they would have told you. Yeah,
I go back to the rusty, what was it?
Mug.
Yeah, the rusty mug. I about said rusty nail. The rusty
that's what
mug.
They sell is a rusty nail.
Yep.
This is their best drink. Believe me, it's not like
I head back to the rusty, shit, I about said it again, the rusty mug, and let them know what I see.
I'll go over and sit down with the turtles.
Now, I am readying a spell in case something turtle. Starts going crazy over there.
Hello, lady, my lady.
Hello.
Can we help you?
Well, there's been so much destruction around here. I've been separated from my family. Have you seen my father by any chance?
Who's your father?
I come over and
who's
I
your
plop
daddy?
Down beside her.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Oh, shit, it wasn't Scar this time.
I like, lean over to her.
I'm rubbing off on
him. I'm like, Bart, creature lives in this house. What you looking for?
Well, I don't know. They don't know that that's her is the thing, because she's in
and
disguise.
And then I was pointedly at...
I'll, try to think of a good nickname that I could call them there. Come on, help me out.
Butt Floss.
What?
No.
Butt Floss was your nickname?
Very racially insensitive.
That's your go-to?
That's your go-to? Butt Floss?
Sorry.
Just call her Thong.
First of all, it's not a butt, it's an abdomen.
No, that
second of all, it's not
it
Floss.
Second of all, it's the nickname for him, not me. Jeez.
Well, he's also a Ragney, right?
I don't know. I'm getting a brain fart. Get too late.
I'll just send him a message. She's before you.
That works too.
Oh. They look around to see if anybody else is listening, and they say, your father's in a safe place. We can tell you how to get there if you need to get there, but probably not a good idea. You might be followed.
That's fine.
And the elves have all moved outside of town and are frantically looking for, I don't know, a secret door? I don't know what they're doing out there.
Yeah, you were over there. I told Bart.
Bart's not. You go to sit with Bart, and he leans over, and he's watching around you at the table behind you.
Not even paying attention to what I'm telling you.
Nope. Not well. Right now.
I did sit at the table with her.
So they have your father. He's safe, stored away.
Oh. Do we have any idea of how positive they are of where they're searching?
Where are you?
Is the staff too small? Come on, get the Indiana Jones
reference. Well, you can, you can go out there and see them. They're like not that far outside of town.
That's what I'm saying, though. Do we have?
All right. Well, he doesn't apparently want me over there, so I'll walk over there to you and tell you what I
saw. To her? Yeah. You don't see her. You've
never seen me before in your life.
You've never seen the woman.
I walk over to her because she's sitting over there.
She's over there.
So you're going to say that in front of...
at a table with people you've never seen before.
You're going to say that in front of people that you don't
know?
No. Oh,
okay. We'll tap her on the shoulder and say, hey, I need to tell you something as soon as you see... Just, I need to talk to you for a minute.
Okay.
Because there are at least three people at that table that you don't know. And
yeah, there's...
Probably not a good idea to go up and start spouting.
Yeah. I pull her off to the side where no one can hear what I'm saying and tell her, hey, I just saw all the stinking... All the elves up on a hill poking the ground looking for something. They look freaking adamant about it. And who are them other three you're sitting with?
I'll tell you later.
How you turtles doing?
Okay. Well, I'm going to go sit back over with Bart. So, I let her know I go back over to Bart.
These kids are like your dream date. They can look like anything.
I'm not really at a table. I'm just at a couple of chairs.
Yeah, that's kind
of
awesome.
I mean, you can sit with me. I've got my feet up on a chair, the boots off, and smoking a pipe and drinking some ale and watching that table intently.
I guess I'll sit next to him and order something to drink and something to eat.
Do y'all have any information on where our armies or allies are at? How close are they?
Well, the closest are the Silvercrest Army, still a couple of days' march from here. The other armies have not yet gathered. Takes a little while to get things like that together.
I think I work on Stallman for a couple days. Alright. I'll go back to y'all over there. Looks like the Fae are still a couple of days away. I have any ideas on how to stall them for a few days?
Well, with my shadow stuff, I could probably go over and play havoc with their camp.
By the way, who are you?
Yeah, wait a minute. Who the fuck are you?
That's my lady. You'd do well to remember and watch her voice.
Name's Miranda. Good to meet you.
Who the fuck is that?
I just said my name is Miranda.
I'm trying to figure out who the hell.
She's one of the ladies that I work for.
Very rude.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I work for several mistresses. She happens to be one of them.
And then I lean over. And
I see mistresses just for fun.
Oh, so you told me who she really is. Oh, sorry. Stop! I'm gonna go get myself an ass now. What was your question?
Guerrilla tactics would be the only thing that we could do keep them busy. Well, you could keep them distracted.
Yeah, I can distract
There are. Scar gets his wish. He gets to fight an army.
I wonder if we can use the Minotaurs.
How close are they?
They're at least 100 miles still to the north.
And we'd have to go around the army.
We can take an airship over the army. And I do have some teleportation
skills.
Hey,
elves don't have airships, do they?
These elves do not.
They don't even know what an airship is.
But they could have siege engines.
But if you fly high enough, they ain't gonna catch you.
Remember the last time we flew into Minotaur lands, correct? We got blown out of the sky.
What can we do to convince them that they've got something that they want?
I can do a minor illusion, but it only lasts a minute.
See if they chase the cape.
I can cast the...
We could fuck with them with illusions.
I can cast minor illusions, but it only lasts for a minute. So I can pop around the camp in Shadow Step casting...
Did you leave the Khajiit yet, or are you still with them?
We're not at the same table with them, though.
They would probably have asked
you. They would have wanted to come over.
They probably would have asked you what you needed from them before they left.
You know. So one idea.
Why don't you ask them if they have any Minotaur contacts?
Or how about if they're close to the Minotaurs, they may possibly ally with them.
Why are y'all asking but, a bunch of turtles can turtles or whatever can do shit?
What if we send,
I didn't know this.
No, I know.
What if we hire someone for one?
Oh,
in there.
Nobody
the
looks
the
like who they're supposed to look
we
like.
Send
in
someone
this town.
Saying, oh, you know, whatever. Try to hire a Minotaur, you know, someone to.
I'm 8 feet tall.
Assassinate a Minotaur leader, something like that. Sow some discord between them. Get the Minotaurs to fight their battles for us.
Look right.
Yeah. He's skinny.
That's really complicated.
He's skinny.
That's why I'm turning over to you.
That would take time.
So we have
that.
We don't
have time.
And goodness, if you kept the same proportions, how would you get in anywhere?
But you have a network of spies.
What?
Spies, not assassins.
No, they don't have to be assassins. All they have to do is
trying
the
to get
idea
the Minotaur to attack in under a day. I don't think it would. There would have to be something drastic that you could prove that the elves had done. Because right now that's a massive army that the Minotaurs do not have to fight.
I mean, my idea's still on the table. I can have them chasing their own damn tails.
Yeah, but we'll make a minor impact at best.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with doing that. You know, we can rip them apart one by one without them knowing, you know, here and there until they try to find
us. Priestess and the mayor.
Do we know if they're up on the hill with
them? They probably need the priestess to get into wherever this place is stored. They must have assumed that somebody in the Temple of Vol stored this gem wherever it is. They may have found it off of that orc thief. We could look into old historical records and see if any orc is buried in this area.
Do we know if the people they captured are up there in that camp? We can try to go in and get them.
Are up there. Yeah.
We can always try to go in and get them.
What about those caves? Can it be up in those caves?
What caves?
What caves?
Of chaos?
No. Didn't we go ramp? Am I thinking of the same game?
No, I think you're thinking of Keep on the Borderland.
Yeah, that was the basic game that we did. Where you're the asshole elf.
That's with your witch.
Let go, tractor beam.
Shut up! Give you.
Wrong game.
Yeah, it is, man.
You want me to go up there at night and try to see if they're up, find them, get a message to them?
Yeah, if we haven't come up with anything else before them.
Well, I was talking about the ones that got captured up there.
Yeah.
See if there's a way that they can
the
throw off their scent in by telling them, like, false
they both
shit.
Got murdered and...
I'd say they're doing that now because they haven't found it.
So. Yeah, true, but, I mean, really stall them.
So how much area are those, is that army taking up?
They're taking up a hill.
Yeah, I'd say 5 square miles. Pretty good.
Good luck finding them.
Pretty good area.
Without being caught.
I can, in Shadow Step, I can move up to 60. 60 feet at a time as long as I can see
it. 5 miles of camp.
Yeah.
60 feet is like from where Vince is at to the end of the garage, maybe.
Yeah, I can move 60
5,280 feet in a mile times 5 divided by 60.
That's how many? How many shadow steps?
440 shadow steps.
So if it took a minute apiece just for the movement, not counting the searching around.
Well, that's each shadow step.
Let's go 5 minutes. Let's go 5 minutes.
Each shadow step is 6 seconds, right?
Yeah.
I think y'all made your point.
That's how many seconds?
That's 2,640 seconds.
Divide that by 60.
44 minutes.
Yeah, so that's 44 minutes just moving around.
That, and that's just going from one side to another.
Actually
that's
actually pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's just going one side. That's not talking
all
about
the
area.
Oh, okay. That's the
area.
Perimeter. Okay.
That's just going from this side to this side. That's 44 minutes.
I'm on foot.
So in order to do a whole...
Hey, we haven't figured out anything else. We've figured out that Shadow Jump is not faster than walking, so...
All right, so in order to do the whole square, yeah, 44 times 44 is 1,936 minutes, which is 32 hours.
Son of a bitch, I ain't doing that.
You're pretty tired, buddy.
I can go up there and jump around.
Wait a second, we actually figured that shit out? What the hell?
I'm going to judge the prosecution the rest of the days.
I can still go up there and fuck with him.
We can. We can all can.
If you take Scar, he'll just go fuck him.
No, I'm not taking Scar.
I'm
he can watch.
I'm almost as stealthy as you. I don't mind watching.
He doesn't mind watching. Be careful what you wish
I'm
for.
I'm okay with that, too.
Who worships Val here? Just you?
Just me.
You're in an intelligence role.
Oh,
and
shit.
I don't even know who I worship.
And if you have history or dungeoneering or anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm the muses.
Yes.
If they're still talking to me.
They're making fun of me.
Maybe go get the elves. They are just
like... I rolled a what? Did you say intelligence?
Uh-huh.
That would be a 5.
Okay. You know nothing.
Can I have advantage on it?
Why would you have advantage?
Because I actually am a worshiper? Come on.
All right.
She made me.
Yeah, no, she didn't. She rolled a flat 2.
So you.
I'm like, derp to derp to derp.
You know nothing.
I'm not that devout.
I follow, but I don't. I only go 2 times a year.
Since you are a
you know, it's like the people that say they're a member of the church and they show up for the Christmas service.
And, yeah,
since
Christmas
you
Easter.
Study every all history and everything, we'll give you a roll.
Me?
Art? Yeah.
I've got a +3 to history.
You're not from around here, so you would not know this.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying.
How is a 23?
Guidance.
No, I'm sorry. Not a 23. A 25.
Add one more to that.
26.
You read somewhere once that there is a entrance in the basement of the Temple de Vel that leads to some caverns that are north of town.
There's
That's
the cave.
What I was thinking of. So is the entrance in the bottom of the temple?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we go.
Huh. I wonder why they couldn't find it.
Maybe they couldn't open it. Maybe that's why they took the priest.
Try the priest.
Sounds like a plan.
What a show. Here we go. I know we're wishing we'd go away.
What?
They were going to the
two different songs.
Anything we need to tell
Are you being at all discreet or are you just walking there?
I'm hyped.
We haven't decided we're going there, are we? Are we going there?
Well, she got something else.
Why would I hide? Bart's not sneaky.
Why would I hide all this?
I mean, if she tells us to be sneaky about it, I will.
Yeah, they still might have some spies that we haven't seen hide in town. I would be careful.
Alright.
I mean, I can be sneaky.
And did you want the Khajiit to do anything?
That's what I was trying to think of, is do we need the Khajiit to do anything?
You can turn yourself invisible?
Yeah, but right now...
Can you turn yourself invisible?
I can do minor illusion or pass without trace.
The way you read the description of pass without trace is pretty much invisible.
Yeah.
I don't...
What is it?
I can put a veil of shadows and silence radiates from you, masking you and your companions from detection for the duration.
That's not invisibility.
No. That's like a globe of darkness moving through the city.
It's like, yeah. It's like going through some dark woods.
Oh, you have to be in the dark to do that, I guess, then. Didn't pass without trace just used to be you didn't leave footprints?
Yep. Yeah. Well, it used to be.
Well, a creature that receives this bonus leaves behind no track or other traces of its past.
That's all it used to be, though. It didn't used
all
to be that other stuff.
Well, I can put invisibility on us. if we want to go there quietly.
Get this many people?
I spend a fourth level spell slot on my invisibility.
So that's three.
That's three. One, two, three, and then I dump a second level slot into the other one. Into me.
Four, five.
But you can cast invisibility on yourself.
That's what I was wondering, though.
I can do three, and he's stealthy on his own, he said. So I can get us three and not have to concentrate. And not have. I can't do it.
Give me invisibility while we do everybody.
Well, I can't get us all because it's concentration.
Yeah, well, if there's any darkness, I can. If there's dim light or darkness, I can move in shadow.
Well, it's currently daylight, but you could wait until dark.
Yeah. And isn't the goal just to go into the temple and find this passageway to the
caves? Yeah, I'm not going to sneak into the temple. I'm just going to go in.
Yeah, we don't really need to sneak.
The only reason why...
We just need to not be obvious when we're going there.
I'm going to disguise both of them. Actually, all three of them.
Nobody in this town knows who the Dragonborn is anyway, so...
What do I look like?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm...
What do you make me look like?
I'm like a stranger here.
Can I be the dwarf and he can be the Twi'leth?
No, you look like a human.
What? Did you give me hair?
You got brains.
And I'm a fat man.
Oh, there's enough dwarves in the town, obviously.
And I am like a lizard folk.
You just look different.
All right, go back to the temple where they're doing all their they're doing all their rebuilding. Did you wait till night, or did you
punch you until you lose concentration?
I think we just went.
You just went during the day. Yeah. You didn't wait till night.
Yeah.
No. All right, so they're still doing all their work, and I guess they don't recognize you now.
Well, I don't even recognize him.
Why am I not?
Oh, he's.
Why are you disguising?
Well, they might recognize you.
Well, I'm new here.
You're the guy who climbed up to the top earlier.
In case there are any elves like spying around.
Can we help you?
Wouldn't know me associated with anything, would it?
Yeah, we cracked over the tree.
But they even really.
I'm gonna assume that they know what we look like.
Wait, do they know what I look like?
Actually, yeah.
You're Dragonborn. You look like all the others.
Yeah.
They were looking for your father, so they probably know kind of what you look like.
Tell them the crypt inspectors.
Well, I'll bluff them and tell them that we're here to help repair parts of the
guidance.
That's going to be a really easy roll because anybody offered
good.
Anybody they offered to help, they're going to be all down with.
11, 16 by rolling a one.
Oh yeah, they go. Yeah, just go in there and find. There's plenty of stuff.
I'm really good at lying.
I see that.
But I still rolled a 1.
Can we find the entrance? Is this a good place to stop, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, you can get down to the bottom, and then you're going to have to find the entrance. So we'll stop there.
Yay!
We survived, mostly.
Yeah.